everybody. Welcome to the ABDL Cast, the podcast for adults who just like diapers. I'm your host, Toddy Smurf, and this is episode number 3 for Wednesday, June 11th, 2014. And of course, as always, behind the glass in there, we have producer Sammy. Hi, Sammy, have you been? Yeah, well, no, I know, Sammy. We're late. Yeah, I know it's more than late. We skipped a whole week. I'm sorry. No, okay, I'll explain what was going on. I apologize. We had to skip an entire week. I've had the show ready to go from what I wanted to talk about. Of course, remember, I just have a few simple notes. Topic one, topic two, blah, blah, blah. Thanking people. You know, all that good stuff. Sammy puts together everything else. But I've been so busy with other shows and writing and family stuff. It's just crazy. I was not able to get into the studio for the ABDL Cast last week. I apologize. Yes, it... Okay. No, don't... Okay, Sammy, I understand that you love doing the show. I do, too, and I want to be here every week, and so we're going to do the best that we can. No, Sam, under the... Okay, well, thank you. And yes, I will move on. Hey, we got some listener comments, and it's 2 more comments from our old friends that have been commenting and listening the whole time. First up, Knights. Hi, Knights. He commented, the show's great. Thank you. I've listened to every episode so far. And I really like the interaction between you and Sammy. Yeah, Sammy's great. She really helps out with the show. Great chemistry and comedy. Did you hear that, Sammy? Yeah, he thinks you're funny? No, I think he thinks I'm the funny one. No. Sammy, you're... Okay. Anyhow, it goes on. He says, I can't wait for your next episode to see what you're going to talk about. And when I read that comment, I responded immediately... I can't wait to see what we're going to talk about either, because I don't know, and I didn't have any idea at that moment, and Sammy hadn't turned in the things that she had prepared for me and whatnot, so, you know, and, no, I'm not placing, I didn't mean it that way. I didn't mean to put blame, stop, Sammy, I didn't mean to place blame on you. Okay, no problem, we'll move on. But, so, Rachel Emily, another longtime listener, if you can say such a thing, we're only in episode number 3, after all, she says that, well, she left a whole list of suggestions of things that we could talk about. And the last thing that she said was, let's face it, this forum, it was written on dailydiapers.com/board, the forum over there. I've been telling you about that every single episode. That's my favorite place to go. This forum is a I can't talk right now. Try that again. Let's face it. Rachel Emily said, this forum is a treasure trove of potential material. Though I realize a lot of this material is controversial, and I don't know whether you want to discuss controversial topics or keep things light. And as I've said several times on the show, on the course of the show, I want to keep things light. This is a fun show. It's a lighthearted show. It's a show for us just to get together and be kids together and play around and reminisce and talk and share. And it's really... When it comes down to it, it's an audio blog for me and yeah, and for Sammy too, because she contributes to some of the subject matter here as well. So, yeah, Sammy. Okay. So anyway, that's what we're gonna do. But she gave a couple of suggestions that we're gonna touch on real soon. And one was, well, we can do it right now. Ask listeners. If you feel that your AB personas should be conspicuous so that people are aware we exist and are harmless, and to back that up, to give you a little bit of groundwork for that, she had said, talk about whether one should be conspicuous about their diaper wearing or not, or their general ABDL-ness. In other words, forcing your deal, your... Well, your ABDL-ness on unsuspecting victims, people out in public that don't want to know, and, you know, should you, even if you're not, you know, crazy about it, like, in your face, and I'm wearing a diaper, what are you gonna do about it? No, but, like, if you let it, you know, make sure that it, you know, it accidentally shows as you bend over at the store, grabbing, you know, a package of sugar off the bottom shelf or whatever. Is that right? Is that, you know, how do you feel about that? So if anybody wants to pipe in on that, feel free. You can interact with us. We have a thread on the Daily Diapers board over there underneath, I don't even know what section it's under, General Links. It's a place where people can go and post links to the things that they're doing outside of Daily Diapers. So we have a thread down there. And or just do a word search for podcast or ABDL cast on there, and you'll find the threads. Anyway, so you can interact that way, or you can leave a comment on the blog, abdlcast.com, or you can follow us on Twitter, at abdlcast. So that is that was from Rachel Emily and Knights. We thank you folks for continuing to listen. Sure do appreciate it, and especially your feedback and your suggestions and your ideas and all that good stuff. So let's take a quick little break for me to take a drink of water. One last sip. 3, 2, 1. All right, let's jump right into topic number one. What we wanted to talk about today was modifying diapers. Do you know anything about that? Hey, when I grew up and I was a little kid, I had no concept of their existing diapers for adults because, remember, much like many of you, I thought I was the only one in the entire universe that was out of diapers and wanted to be back in them. So I felt freaky, very strange. It affected my whole psyche for my whole entire lifetime. It just did. When something's so strange, and you know, I'm the only one ever that has ever felt like this and had these desires. So obviously, I'm like a Godzilla or something. I'm a one of a kind. I'm the only person. And don't feel too good about myself about that, but I have these desires that I can't overcome. And so wanting to wear diapers. Now, when I was growing up, yeah, they had disposable diapers, but they were not the norm. The norm was cloth diapers. And that's what I grew up in. And initially, that is what I partook in. And so what I would do is I would have to modify diapers, right, in order to get them to kind of fit. So I would get two, because my little brother was also in cloth diapers, as it went, you know, back when he was in diapers. But we had these leftover cloth diapers. Well, you know what? Remember I was telling you about when I would go around and you know, see... No, Sammy. Again, I said last episode when I'm going to tell a story, I'm going to start it off with a variation of remember when I was telling you or something. Yeah, again, that was because I'm going to retell the same story. So, you know, I'm going to start it off like that. Okay, make sense? Okay. So anyhow, remember I was telling you that I've always had a draw to both cloth and disposable as I was growing up when I was a kid. Well, as I got older, it switched just to disposable, and I don't know why, but, I mean, that's my preferred, that's what I like. And so anyway, you know, when I was a little itty-bitty guy, and I'm, you know, sneaking diapers and sneaking in to, you know, look at people's, you know, diaper stashes and whatnot for their kids and just to see and whatnot, I didn't care whichever it was. But anyway, I had, usually I had cloth at my disposal. No pun intended. Anyway. Yeah, sorry, Sammy. That one tickled me. That even tickled me. So I would get these two things. I'd figure out, well, how do I make it fit? So I figured out a way of sticking them both together. And so long ways, I would overlap one over the other. So you have these two cloth diapers, and they're both the long ways. And you just take one, and you lay it over at the end, and you have a gap, an overlap of about... 2 inches or so, and then I would staple them together, or, you know, whatever. I mean, so I even got so tricky that I figured, you know, I'm going to try my hand at sewing. I can sew, I can hand sew. Well, that's a whole lot harder than just stapling them together, and so I would do that, and then I would be able to fit it on, and safety pin and everything, and I even got, you know, there was... when I was young enough, I could even, if I found a super large size of rubber pants or plastic pants, Gerber style, I could pull those on over. Now, they were super duper tight and everything, and it, you know, kind of ruined the effect, but I could do it. But anyway, and then when I started switching over and decided that, you know what, I really love disposable diapers more, well, how do I get those to fit? And I'd modify those the same way, except for with tape. So you could take two baby diapers, lay them out, and then the back of one where the tape is, you lay that underneath the front of the other one so that they're overlapping, and then you could take the tape off the bottom, which is the front diaper, and fold it over and tape it in like that. That way you can mold that, the wings coming out and get them, folded in to make them straight. Bump them in a little bit, shim them in, so to speak, and then you turn it over and you tape the overlapping on the outside, the plastic backing, and then I would be able to lay down on that and get them, tape them closed, so I would be able to wear Pampers, like real ones, and I was so excited. And when I figured out how to do that, and again, I knew nothing about adult diapers, and so that's what I would do for many years. I've read a lot of stories of people making plastic pants out of garbage bags and blah blah blah. I would never do that because I had to have it be the real thing as much as possible, and so I could fool myself into believing that these two Pampers taped together were just one, and it just felt wonderful and all crinkly and all that good stuff. And so that's how I would modify baby diapers in order to fit into them. And then in another show coming up down the road, I'll tell you the modifications that I started doing when I discovered adult diapers, because actually I modified those too, because they had to be a certain way. When I was younger, things had to be a certain way. And adult diapers with two or four tapes, two on each side, that's not going to do. That's not like a baby diaper. And so I'll tell you more about that some other time. But first, we want to talk about some news, and I actually have something to play for you to kick off this segment of news.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady, who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way they all became the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch. That's the way they became the Brady Bunch.
My goodness, this show is already much longer than I had anticipated it to be, because I have a couple more things to talk about. But first, we have to say rest in peace, Ann B. Davis, who played Alice Nelson on The Brady Bunch. She passed away the first of this month, right? June 1st. She was 88 years old. Oh, Alice. Brady Bunch was one of my very favorite TV shows growing up, and I loved Alice. I was watching some episodes the other night, and in the very first season, there's an episode called Alice Doesn't Live Here. And what happened was, as the kids are trying to adjust to their new family, their blended family, the boys were used to having Alice there. She was always there since their mom passed away. And so Alice was a surrogate mother, and she would bandage up boo-boos. She would take care of problems in a wonderful motherly way. Well, when Mrs. Brady came along, the boys were still used to going to Alice for things, for help, and Alice could see that Mrs. Brady hurt her feelings because she wanted to be their mom. And so she had to figure out, how am I going to break this cycle and train them to do something different, you know, and go to her and said, so, and everybody, I mean, even Mr. Brady, Mike Brady would come to Alice for things. And so Alice devises plans, said, you know what, I'm going to have to push everybody away from me. Let them know I'm too busy. I can't help you right now. Why don't you go to Mrs. Brady and she'll help you out? And yeah, they put up a little bit of a fuss and fight at first, but then they went to her and Mrs. Brady was just as good. And so, you know, but Alice felt this tension and she wasn't comfortable with it. And being a good-hearted lady that she is, she decided that, you know what, I had just better go. And so she makes up this big old story about how she needs to go because she has an aunt who lives in Seattle, but she kept getting the city wrong. Was talking about Sacramento sometimes and flying south to go north and whatnot because, you know, her little plan, because it's hard to fib all the time, right, and keep things straight. But they say, you know what, we can't let this will not let this stand. We have to keep Alice in this family. We love her, and she's an important part of the family and whatnot. And so they devise this big old plan to show Alice that they can't survive with her. And it's just, you know, typical, you know, Brady Bunch fashion that it's just over the top and crazy. And at the very end, you know, all these things going on. And at the very end, we have this little exchange.
Mr. Brady, if it's all right with you and Mrs. Brady, I think I'd like to postpone Seattle for a while.
Alice, can you?
I think so, Mr. Brady.
Oh, that would be wonderful. But what about Downhill Auntie?
I hear she's perking up.
Oh, Alice.
I just had a thought. Since you two are going to have to leave the house now in order to make this act look legitimate, why should you go out to supper and have some fun?
You mean you knew we were acting?
There go our Oscars.
Well, I'll tell you. When you had to go out formal, and the kids had to be fed, and the dog got lost, and Marcia needed a ride to the club, and then Greg needed a ride home, and the black tie got misplaced, I was suspicious. But when Bobby and Peter ran in and splattered mud on your tuxedo, I knew I was being hustled.
Alice, we were just trying to prove something to you.
Well, you proved it all right. If you go to all that trouble to make me feel wanted, you really gotta mean it.
Alice, you know we do. Will you stay?
Sure, I'll stay.
Alice, you're marvelous. Absolutely the greatest.
Oh, honey,
most
stop it. You're embarrassing her.
Are you kidding? I love it. Come on, you can think of some more.
Sensational. Unforgettable. Terrific. Kids, she's gonna stay.
Yay! And Mr. Brady summed up my emotions, my thoughts, exactly. Alice, we wish you didn't have to leave. And Ann B. Davis, at 88 years old, we still wish that you didn't have to leave and that you would have stayed with us. Such fond memories of the Brady Bunch. You know, it was, like I said, one of my very favorite shows growing up, and probably tied with Bewitched. Bewitched is my other all-time favorite movie, and I'll bet you a lot of guys that are my age have the same feelings about Bewitched. And Samantha, just a very maternal character, and very comforting. What to, you know, to little, you know, diaper-loving kids like me, and everything. In fact, you know, I mean, goodness, our producer is named Sammy. Yeah, no, well, no, Sammy, I didn't know. Sammy, no, we didn't hire you because your name was Samantha and there's that kind of connection, but no. Your abilities as a producer are bar none. Awesome. And we love having you part of the crew. In fact, you're a part of the show, Sammy. You're my co-host behind the glass. Yeah. No, you can't. Yeah. Oh, and don't worry about it, Sammy. I came in and turned off the phone before the show started. But no. No. Yeah, it's okay, Sammy. We'll let that fly. Nobody, we won't even tell anybody. I'll edit that out of the show, right? Okay. Yeah. No, I know. Okay. Okay. Thanks, Sammy. Hey, moving on. You know, staying in the theme of TV, though, we talked about TV last week, and you know, it plays such a big part in many of our lives growing up. It got me to thinking about Saturday morning cartoons as well. And got me thinking of a bigger issue for us ABDLs, especially as, you know, little kid types, adult kids, adult baby types. Is it not true for you, too, that, well, I'm going to make this statement and you tell me whether you agree. Everything is better in diapers.
Do you agree with that? I thought that you would. I had a memory. Remember I was telling you my first introduction to the comedian Jim Gaffigan was his comedy. It's really my only introduction to him, and I've only seen him one time, and it was on this comedy special that he did for it's called King Baby or something like that, right? And in it, he goes, like, one of the lines that really tickled me was, you know, eating this hamburger. He goes, you know what would make this hamburger better? A ham sandwich. He wanted to put a ham sandwich on his hamburger in order to make it better. Well, it's the same thing. My whole life, you know, enjoying things, and in the back of my mind, you know, hey, you know what would make this experience better? A diaper. Wow, Disneyland is awesome. You know what would make Disneyland better? A diaper. Oh, I love watching the Brady Bunch and all those characters. Great stories. You know what would make it better? A diaper. Anybody else out there the same way as me? In the back of your mind, even if you're not thinking it consciously, like or the first thing on your mind, you know, it pops up there. Hey, you know what would make this better? A nice diaper. And so anyway, that's what got me thinking about. Now, incidentally, I said my dad showed me that comedy special. Well, at the end, remember what I was saying, I believe last episode, about TV and when diaper-related things would come on TV, I'd get super-duper self-conscious and beat feet to get out of that room? Well, at the end of that comedy special, boy, did that get me. Because he was talking about adult diapers or so. I don't even remember. I was in absolute shock because I'm in the same room with my dad. You know, I'm an adult. We're up there visiting my folks. And I can't tell you how many times my parents caught me with or in diapers. And that's going to be a lot of fodder for discussion here on the ABDL cast. But that's going to have to wait until some other time, because you can hear the music in the background behind me. It's time to finish up this episode, make it a nice, a reasonable length. We appreciate everybody tuning in. And if you can, if you have friends that are ABDLs and whatnot, turn them on to the show. Tell everybody to go to abdlcast.com. You can hear the podcast there, read the show notes or whatever, and interact with us there. You can email me at toddy@abdlcast.com. You can even email sammy@abdlcast.com, and you know if you have something you need to tell her, just send her a message. If something for me, just send it to me. And yeah, well, actually Sammy will probably read all of it, because I don't like to read. I take that back. it's part of Sammy's job, so I'm going to let you know. As a producer, as a professional producer for internet radio, that is Sammy's job. You can follow us on Twitter at ABDLcast. Again, find me on the Daily Diapers forum over there at dailydiapers.com/board. And subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. If you do that, would you please consider leaving Sammy and I a nice little 5-star review? That, lets us know that we're doing our job well, and also helps others discover the podcast. And so until next time, crinkle, crinkle, little star.